Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Career 360. Hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3 and in Career 360, where we look at the manpower and labour landscape here in Singapore, also your career and lifelong learning. Now, Families for Life's annual My Family Weekend returned for its third edition this year from the 6th to the 8th of September, which coincided with the Teachers' Day school holiday. It's an initiative that aims to reach out to employers to rally their support in fostering a pro-family work culture.
In fact, businesses are increasingly seeing the benefits of incorporating family friendly practices and are beginning to do so. A study by the Ministry of Manpower last year showed that employees are more likely to stay with an organization where flexible work arrangements are provided, which shows that it takes more than just a good paycheck to make a job attractive.
To give us more insights is Kayathana Lechmi, Council Member at Families for Life, and also Sujit Natpal, who's CEO at Scientate International. We'll discuss how local companies are incorporating these family-friendly practices. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Let's first ask Mrs. Thana, though, what are the challenges that SMEs in particular face when it comes to progressive HR practices, incorporating those more family-friendly practices, so to speak?
SMEs being a small organization, usually they have these challenges of trying to balance employees' work as well as life. Mm-hmm. And in that aspect, many of the workers are multitasking in various roles. And having a very lean manpower size, often it is very challenging to allow for a more structured or formalized way of allowing staff to go for unpaid leave or family care leave or even flexible work arrangement. So that becomes the biggest challenge. Secondly, they lack resources to put in place certain measures. Example, flexible work arrangement. How do you formalise this or probably have in one form or the other? In fact, 9 out of 10 organisations have some form of flexible work arrangement. However, only 2 out of 10 have a really comprehensive flexible work arrangement where it becomes a policy, a human resource policy. Mm-hmm. Having said that, a lot more that the SMEs can learn from other organisations. That's why Families for Life, in fact, recently we had an Employers Network Seminar. And this Employers Network Seminar for this year, we specifically targeted small, medium enterprises. Why? Because there are amongst the many companies of this size, there are significant numbers of companies who successfully implemented family-friendly work practices and also family-friendly culture. And these best practice companies are the one that showcase their insights of how they implement, how they make their workers happy. Mm-hmm. And in that aspect, there are a lot of cross-learning, and many of the employers who also attended the seminar actually learned a lot from that.
Right, right.
Well, let's find out more about that in just a bit.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Jit, we'd like to bring you into the question today, the chat right now. Why did Scientate know that this was something that needed to be looked into?
Actually, first, as far as Scientate is concerned, it is our founding mission to delight clients and community, and employees and their families are very much part of the community, and therefore it became the mission for organization. So from the day one, the way we design our processes, policies and systems, they were aligned to achieve this mission.
Were there challenges, though, making it part of Scientate's DNA from the get-go, Mr. Jit?
The challenge for us, since our mission was to delight clients and community, our challenge was how to balance the interests of the business as well as the employees. Mm-hmm. And that was the biggest challenge which we had. Mm-hmm. The second challenge which we had in tech industry, things are keep changing every day, and what technology was valid 2 years ago, now it is not valid, and employees get stressed out.
Right.
And
that was
and we wanted to achieve an objective that every day when employee goes home, they go home happily and they are not stressed out, and therefore they can spend quality time with their family.
Have a good rest and come back
tomorrow. Yes, so that was the second biggest challenge which we had.
Right.
Give us some examples of what Scientate did then that other SMEs can maybe emulate.
Sure. As far as making sure that every day we are making an impact in employees' personal life as well as to their family, we came out with this methodology called learning agility. So we have a 3-step approach towards that in that methodology, and which we coach every employee, mm-hmm. which is to have a reflection, because experience doesn't guarantee any learning. So they have to reflect what happened and why it happened, and they have to seek feedback thereafter based on their reflection, and then they have to fine-tune their learning, and that's where the complete cycle completes.
Right.
And as the world changes for organization, they also align themselves with the world because they keep learning. In fact, they are learning to learn quickly with this methodology.
Yeah, we need to learn how to learn. Apparently, we don't know how to do that.
And
yeah.
that's how we are able to overcome these challenges.
Right. Well, Mrs. Tan, I'd like to bring you back into the discussion again. Why do you think it's important to incorporate some of these family-friendly and progressive HR policies to mitigate manpower issues?
In today's day and age, we have a scarcity of manpower. Mm. Our only natural resource, human resource in Singapore. With that constraints in mind as a backdrop, it is important for companies to ensure that our workers, especially the female gender employees, continue to work as long as they can. If you look at our Singapore population, it's almost 50-50 in terms of gender parity. Mm. With that, you have no other choice but to make sure that you harness the internal resource, because the government is not going to give you the foreign manpower quota forever.
Mm. Yeah.
So having said that, it is important to ensure that the whole entire company culture is directed towards family-friendly work practices and also family-friendly culture. And we need to ensure there's a work-life harmony, or they call it a work-life integration, because work and life has to be integrated somehow or other.
Mm.
And how companies can first start is always seek help. Look at good practices up there in the companies. Mm. And if you look at Ministry of Manpower, they also have a slew of programs of funding. Example, they have a work-life grant, which companies can tap on if they are financially not well to implement such practices.
Mm.
And in fact, our Families for Life, we have this program called Family 365.
Okay.
And this program actually touches on four areas, key areas of family life: parenting, marriage, personal work life, personal and work life. And with that, not only it is being delivered in English language, but also vernacular language, so touch on many other employees who are not English savvy.
Mm.
So with that, I think SMEs can tap on all these programs, which do not come at heavy costs to them. And having implementing family-friendly work practices, it can be as small as having a flexible work arrangement or staggered hours of work. Example, employees who want to fetch their children, you know, can have a decent conversation, open conversation with the employer. Employer must be discerning, must be listening to what the employee's needs are. With that in mind, it takes two hands to clap for something to work out well.
Mm.
And employees will feel satisfied and happy. What Mr. Jit said, a happy worker actually allows for growth of company effectively.
Right.
And a happy worker makes happy customers and happy shareholders.
Happy performer.
Yeah, all the way.
What are some of the other benefits these kinds of work-life balance initiatives can give? Staff retention, I'm sure, is one of them, right,
yes,
Mrs.
Yes.
Dana?
Yes, certainly staff retention. Of course, if the worker is happy, he will give whatever time he has for the company, because he knows that the company cares for himself or herself and the family. So I always have this philosophy in mind. When a company hires a person, he or she should not think that he's hiring a person, but together with the person, the family and even the extended family are also looked at.
Right.
So in fact, the resume of the entire family should go to the employer. But just a joke on that. But I think we have to understand that nobody lives alone. No man is an island.
Mm.
So it is a family that gives a pillar of strength to the individual to be productive at work.
Right.
A few things, like example, for female staff, having a lactating room.
Mm.
It's as simple as that. Mm. Just a corner. It gives that kind of impression to the female employee, my employer cares.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You know, they care.
Yeah.
And allowing time to express milk also my employer cares. Mm. So these are little small things that an employer can do. Unpaid care leave. Okay, we are not talking about paid leave all the way. Mm. Because there are sometimes, as caregiver, you may have your parents or your even children, you know, having some long-term sickness and you need to be with them.
Right.
So allow for unpaid leave and how we can actually work out these plans together.
Mm-hmm.
So these are important conversations that both employers and employees should have openly with great trust.
Great, great, great. Mr. Jade, we'll bring you back to the conversation. What are the benefits you've seen from implementing such initiatives? I know Sayente had it from the get-go and your employees have always been happy, haven't they?
Yep, yes.
What are some of the benefits?
We have experienced many benefits. Law of reciprocity work. If you take care of employees and their families,
right.
They reciprocate.
Right.
So loyalty is one benefit, right? And once we have the loyal employee, the engaging with the employee becomes much easier, which has been a challenge for many organizations.
Mm.
So that's the second benefit which we have experienced. The third is that we are always competing for the talent with even larger companies. So attracting the talent and retaining them has become much easier for us. And lastly, if you look at tangibly, we have been growing at a compound annual growth rate of 48% in the last 12 years.
Mm.
And that shows that whatever we have been following, it has been working for us.
And Mrs. Nalan, you were mentioning that it isn't always about money, right? We don't always want to have the paid leave and such. Talk us through some of those best practices, though, you discussed at the seminar that came out from other SMEs who have implemented this already and how they did it.
In fact, the SMEs, I think Mr. Jit was one of them who shared.
Mm-hmm.
They are very simple initiatives, but it really reaches out the emotions of a person. Example, having a playroom. You know, sometimes, the child is in the childcare center probably and the mother had to quickly fetch and then come back to continue the work. Where do you actually, have the child seated in the office? So having a playroom is something that, one of the employers was saying that they provide for their employees. And in return, the employees will spend some hours working while the child is playing and she also takes a break to play with the child.
Right.
So, you already have a win-win there. A bond with the child at the same time putting some effort into her work. These are simple implementation. The other implementation example, I earlier mentioned that you need to fetch the child from school. No, you need to leave home because your caregiver is not around. That employer should be understanding enough to say, okay, I allow you, 1 hour time off to get home early. And another simple initiative, eat with your family day. Eat with your family day. Actually, every day is a eat with your family day, but it doesn't happen. It doesn't materialize that way.
Yeah.
But
the TV is not the family, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, the tech is not friendly.
Right.
So nowadays, people will hold the handphone or mobile phone on one hand and the spoon on the other. Yes.
Yeah.
But okay, having said that, I think it is important for the family to come together. And having this one Friday to be a eat with your family day, it makes a great difference.
Mm.
That's why we have a family weekend. Again, Families for Life, we advocate for families that stays together will really, will grow the family together. So with that notion in mind, the family weekend from September 6th to 8th, I think it's really bringing entire community, families, extended families, three-generation families, together with the employers to come together, get to know each other. You see, the moment the employer actually get to know the family, I think he understands the predicament that the worker faces.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, the worker definitely understands the predicament the employer faces during the crunch time. So I think it is a quid pro quo. It takes two hands to clap.
At least get that conversation going, right?
Yes.
A big thank you to Keith and Alachmi, council member at the Families for Life, and also Jit Nagpal, who is CEO of Sayente International. Guys, thank you so much for coming today.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.